This is Voice Office BB.
Dear all, brothers and sisters, greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapit, deemed to be university, popularly referred to as SBV. I, Professor Subhash Chandra Parija, Vice Chancellor of SBV, welcome all of you to this first episode of Voice of SBV, just started to bridge the gap among us. Really, I am delighted to speak to all of you directly through this media. And my first episode is about this media itself, the medium that I am referring now is podcast, a technical marvel in this age of robotics, artificial intelligence, and Internet of Things. Let us talk about podcast. Podcast is a combination of two words, iPod and broadcast. The term podcasting was first suggested by Mr. Ben Hammersley, a journalist who coined the term as early as February 2004, while writing an article for the newspaper Guardian. Podcasting, since then, has been considered a convergent medium, a medium that brings together audio, the web, and portable media players. Podcast is the latest advancement in the technology of sound and language transmission. It is growing in popularity in recent years. It is the radio for today's generation of students, adults, and learners. For those completely new to the podcast scene, I must say that podcast represent a series of audio files made available online. Most podcasts are established like a TV or radio show, with different seasons and episodes focused on varying topics featuring experts from diverse fields. Listeners can subscribe to specific podcasts, download new episodes, and listen to the same at their will and pleasure. This I consider as the greatest advantage of the podcast. Podcast free us from sitting and watching screens and give us immense freedom to engage in any other routine activities like exercising, doing routine works, or even commuting while we listen. It also helps us to fill our gaps of time when we are generally free with useful information that we can act on later.
This is Voice of SBV.
Okay, let us discuss for a while on the important facets and logistics of podcast. I am quite sure that we all love to hear and we also love listening to. Sound is deemed fundamental to this universe, and listening is considered as a great attribute. Science informs that listening requires lesser energy than watching a video. Visual medium could be rich in content with high definition videos and pictures. But listening to audio can be a more personal and fulfilling experience. Science also informs us that some content is best conveyed by speeches than by videos. We remember some speeches or parts of speeches better than we retain video imagery in our memory. Also, speeches are known to inspire. Great orators have earned the adulation of people with their speeches. I just like to quote here the most revered saint poet, Thiruvalluvar. He says, "The richness of the ear is the wealth amongst all wealth." In another instance, the saint also remarks that listen to the good does not matter, but it brings immense greatness. Bach or sound in spoken language is really considered cardinal. Educationists from all over the world have noted that podcast is a unique storytelling medium for better engagement of learners. It helps to build immediate rapport with students who belong to a very different generations than us. We call them digital natives. To reach out to them, their minds, their hearts, and of course, their souls, we need to meet them halfway and establish parity on the same level of technology. More than blog posts or videos, which demands someone's full attention, podcast give listeners the gift of multitasking. That is why most podcast buffs listen through their smartphones, tablets, or other mobile devices. Listeners are able to enjoy podcast even while getting ready in the morning, driving to the workplace, or taking a stroll. The greatest benefit of podcast is that it can help to establish closer ties among us and help stimulate creative thinking. This technology has firmly established itself as an instrument of pedagogy, teaching, and public discourse in the West. Top universities of the world have adopted podcasts in a big way for several years now.
This is Voice of SBV.
In our subcontinent, podcast is still at an infancy. A few engineering institutions, business schools have their podcasts. However, the medium of podcast is relatively new in health sciences institutions. SBB is proud to take the lead among health universities to publish podcast. If I am able to visualize, this will be a popular feature of both the elite as well as the erudite. I also believe not only students but also listeners from all walks of life can benefit from podcasts that match their own interests and perspectives. Podcast can help us to indulge in self-motivation, to indulge in lifestyle modification, to indulge in building communities of support. It can also foster holistic health and well-being. This unique endeavor of SBV has come at a time when the entire world is fiercely fighting to combat COVID-19. At extraordinary times like this, we can all benefit from listening to each other and from experts. At SBV, we seek to facilitate such networks of well-being, education, and overall happiness through podcast. The podcast is one step among several initiatives that we have undertaken recently, such as webinars on contemporary topics of academic and scientific interest, live telecast, video addresses, etc. Dear all, I invite you to discover our podcast. As we begin to start a number of channels, find topics that might interest you. And please subscribe to them. If you find it interesting and informative. We wish you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this time, I also wish you the best of your health, and eagerly look forward to stay in touch. Till then, Namaskar, Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.